Good morning, guys. I'm just testing out this supposed addition of being able to enable your iPhone 3G for tethering for O2. Now, suppose I've only just found out literally last night, this morning, that O2 want to charge you X amount of money, I presume, for a profile so that you can use your phone on tethering. However, I've heard of a site this morning indirectly from who was it now? Don McAllister, and then that guy pointed me to another guy who'd wrote a post on a Zanga blog. But basically, on your iPhone, you need to go in Safari to help.benm.at. So that's help.benm.at in Safari on your iPhone. What you'll find there is a bunch of mobile provisioning profiles. And if you're on O2, which a lot of people are, you're 12 months into your contract, you've got 6 months left, so you've not really got an upgrade plan unless you want to pay stupid money. O2 also want to charge X amount of money for tethering as well, which I just find absolutely disgraceful. If you go to that site, help.benm.at, download the mobile provisioning profile for O2, go through the process of installing it, click on done, then go back into settings, network, set up internet tethering at the bottom. It might not work straight away, and then something happens, and then you press it again, and it sort of goes in and shows you the panel where you can fire up the tethering and then do it all via Bluetooth, USB. Sorry, Bluetooth, not USB. I don't know what I'm on about there. It's because it's got the little USB connector on it. It's cool. I've not tried connecting through it yet, but the fact that it gets me a little bit further than it did before, instead of that little message, is obviously it's going to work. I'm going to give it a test now with a. I'm going to fire it up and see if I can connect to it via my Mac Pro. If I turn off my Ethernet connection, I'll try it that way. But yeah, I don't know how long it'll take before they block that profile, if they can block that profile, or if they change a profile, or if this will just be a back and forth thing. A lot of people are saying it's not really worth sitting on it all day, but I think in those situations where you need Wi-Fi access for your laptop, your netbook, or whatever, I think it could be ideal.